You were mad at me.
I know.
Nothing.
Oh, map gets me in trouble. Oh, okay. Whoops, going the wrong way.
Put down 642 because I'm going to talk at least
that.
The price is right. Take
money
a dollar.
It's the over-under on 630.
We should have money. I should have the one who's furthest away, like snacks or something. So that the number four will stop bugging me about snacks.
Cheapers. You bring your whole house full of snacks here, man.
I know, because the cheapo won't buy us any snacks.
Oh, God.
Look at this. There's chocolate over there. Come on.
You know, most of the time when you're hungry, you're actually thirsty.
Probably stole it from the Easter Bunny. I got pop.
You ready? Everybody ready? Good evening. It is Tuesday, April 11, 2023, 6 p.m., and I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by a young citizen by the name of Lietta DeBoard. Will you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? Okay.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
There are no ceremonial matters tonight, so we will go to roll call, please.
Yes. Assembly Member Robbins.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
Ryan
Howe. Here.
John Rumble.
Here.
David Powell.
Here.
DeBoer.
Here.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes, here. Persons to be heard. Thank you. We have one person signed up for persons to be heard, and that's Kate Thomas.
Thank you. Take my hat off for the honor of the assembly. Kate Thomas, Parks, not anymore Parks and Recreation. Kate Thomas, Economic Development Director, but not before Carol leaves. But anyway, just wanted to thank the assembly for funding the marketing and community development position. We hired Mr. Matthew Henson, who's in the audience this evening. Matt is from Spokane, Washington. He has, for the past 6 years, operated a comprehensive artist service company that works with artists around the nation to help better manage new projects, design, and distribution of merchandise, and to better market their craft. Wrangell's been home to many great moments for Matt and has led to real personal growth. He's excited to really capture Wrangell's beauty and share that with our community and the rest of the nation. So just wanted to introduce Matt. Thank you for funding the position. We're really excited. He is in his second day of official work this week today, and we're already developing the annual work plan with our objectives, goals, and deliverables, starting to work on brand implementation, community outreach, and general borough storytelling. So I don't think you'll question the productivity of our department. I think you'll start to see some things come from us pretty immediately here, and we're very excited about that. So thank you.
Thank you. And welcome. Welcome. Any other persons to be heard that didn't have a chance to sign up? All right. Seeing none. Amendments to the agenda. Does any assembly member have any amendment they wish to offer? Okay. Seeing none. Conflict of interest. Any assembly member have a conflict on any agenda item? All right. Consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Powell. Any discussion? This consent agenda includes the tourism best practices, management practices handbook, very well developed. So yes, we thank all the individuals and organizations that who worked on this. Very, very well constructed. All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Now we come to the Borough Manager's Report.
Madam Mayor, the city crew will be conducting a cleanup day tentatively scheduled for May 11th, for the afternoon of May 11th, and then a full day on May 12th. We would welcome any community members who would like to volunteer on those days to help us out. But I'm still working on the day, still working on what the actual agenda is going to be for those and what areas we're going to be cleaning up. But definitely sidewalks and downtown area. So that's it's going to be our major areas we're going to be hitting.
And who do they contact?
They can contact Lucy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're working to get the city park ready for the summer. In preparation, we're working on the design for the fire pit to ensure it's safe for public use. The engineer is trying to determine whether the fire pit is a structural element of the overall structure. So in order to that, we're going to be separating the project into two different ones. One is to demolish the existing fire pit that's there, and that'll give us a better idea of if it is a structural element or not, and then the design of the new fireplace. But if we can get the one demolished and then put some structural members in there, I'd like to get it open back up again until we get the other part done. So that's the goal, trying to get everything demolished and out of there. And if we can use our city workforce to be able to do that portion of it, we'll try to get that done as well. And then per requirements from DEC, we removed the fuel from both the public safety building and the school underground storage tanks. And we have 60 days to close the tanks. And we're working to get a qualified person to officially certify the tanks closed. And because of the short time frame, there's only one person that does that in Southeast Alaska. So we're trying to sole source with that individual to be able to come and do it. And if I think it's going to come in under my spending authority. So if it is, then I'll just approve it and move forward. If it doesn't, then I'll come back to the assembly for approval. But we do have a short timeline on that one. We have 60 days to close those tanks. And then so that's got to get done first, and then we'll come back and work on actually getting new tanks, replacement tanks in there for those locations. It's got the double-walled tanks. But
for the public, when you say close the tanks, do you fill it with some inert material, or do you dig it up?
So that's what we have to decide. So part of closing the tanks means we have to do the investigation of the soil around the tank. So there's got to be some boring that's got to be done, some core samples of that material. If everything's clean, then we're going to probably try to just dispose of them in place. So it'll be an inert material like sand going back into the tanks and just filling them up with sand or some other inert material to close them out. So that's the goal. If we do find something, then it could become more extensive if we do find something. So that's part of the closing process. And then, let's see if other things go on. I'll be attending the API meeting on the 14th for our upcoming insurance rates. So that will be in Anchorage. And then, so for streets and public works, staff been working with engineers on gathering information on our collection systems. We're doing a capacity analysis going out the road for our streets and the collection systems involved. There's been road work done on all gravel roads, Campbell Drive, St. Michael Street, and First Avenue. So they're starting to go through and fill all the potholes that we can. And then they did run out of material, so we do have to make another order of material to try to get it here for the soft patch to be able to fill some of those holes. We continue to have, so at the water treatment plant, we continue to have issues with the mini-seps. So
you know, Wayne's doing a good job of keeping that system running. We ordered the spare parts that were approved by the assembly, but it's going to take a while for those to get in. But in the meantime, he's doing a good job of keeping it running. So it's definitely appreciate the hard work from Wayne to get that done.
And for the public, the mini steps are for the ozone generators.
That is correct. Yes. Yep. And then staff's also been working with HDR on compiling information for our 301H waiver. So there's two forms we have to fill out, and that's a 2G and a 2M form. But essentially what that is it's basically the mixing zone that they got to do another analysis out there for as far as where our discharge is. So once that gets done and then we apply, then they'll let us know what we have to do from there. But pretty good chances they're not going to issue it, and we'll have to do some type of disinfection. At least that's our initial read from DEC. So, and then we're doing everything we can to try to ask for grant money, and we've already kind of front-loaded it as well with both the senators and also our congresswoman on the federal side, and then we're also working with the state as well to try to request funding for that, even though we don't know for sure, but trying to at least front load that, then know that there's an issue and we'll probably need funding for it.
And then we authorized a tabletop model of that disinfectant system, or this is for our wastewater going out to the ocean, correct?
Correct.
So for the public. And did we ever get that model study back?
Are you talking about for the
301H waiver?
Yeah, are you talking about for the zone that we're discharging into?
I think that's what they were doing.
Yeah, they're still working on that.
Okay,
so they're still working on
that back.
Yeah, what that mixing zone is. That's what they're working on now. So that's what they're in town for. And then our new garbage truck should be here in 2 weeks. So that'll be good to get that in, because the existing garbage trucks are definitely in need of replacement. We are working with CSWA. That's for the sanitation side. So basically, that's who we work with for our current disposal with Republic. Mm-hmm. And that contract is coming to an end. So we're trying to figure out, do we kind of go it alone, or do we work with some of the other municipalities and try to get a bulk rate for that? So Petersburg, Sitka, and Ketchikan. So trying to work with Republic on that and figure out what the best route moving forward is going to be. But it's we have seen rates go up, and it's mainly not from their cost, but it's more on the barge costs going down and the fuel increases. So we're probably going to see some of those rates go up as far as us on the shipping. And then we are getting the tire shear back earlier, so that will help us dispose of the tires a little bit easier. And then that'll help us with the loading dock project that we have in design right now, and should be putting that out for bid here shortly. So that'll be good to get that done. And then we did have Dude Solutions in town, and so it's actually called Brightly Software, but they gave training to both the garage and then also the harbor. So when you read through my notes, a lot of it on the administrative side is talking about everything that at least on the harbor side, as far as all the training they got from Dude Solutions. So it's a pretty good explanation of what happened and the training that they got and some of the information they'll be able to produce. And then on the harbors, there's a lot of, sounds like there's going to be quite a bit of northbound traffic for yachts showing up, so that's a good thing. So it'll be good getting those folks in town. And then Myers Chuck will be sending a couple people down overnight on a maintenance run on April 20th and 21st to get maintenance done down there. And then on the Marine Service Center is working at capacity right now. And so it's already started from the rush 2 weeks earlier this year than it was last year. And it's about 4 to 6 requests per day for haulouts. So it's they're definitely busy. And then on the port side, getting the summer floats ready for the first cruise ship of the year. And that's all I have.
Any questions? I had several questions from the public that I promised them I'd ask.
Okay.
The old mill site, what, if anything, are we doing there?
So we did the initial study for the mill site, comment, and that's kind of on the agenda for Carol and Kate to start kind of working down some of those issues and some of the topics that we had talked about during those meetings.
And we did put in for a grant?
We have. So we did put in for a planning grant. And I forget what, that was through PIDP?
Yeah.
Nope. Which one?
Thriving Communities. And we just found out we got the grant.
Oh, good. There we go. Thriving. We got.
Oh, okay. Don't hide the.
We buried
headline.
The lead. We buried.
Yeah,
the lead
you
again.
Buried the lead again. So, how much money are we talking about?
Can I get that report when I do my department report?
All right, I'll try to wait. All right, that's good. That's all right. All right. So that's good news. The other thing on the old hospital. What, yes. If anything, are we doing on the old hospital?
So we're working on the. Contract right now to go out to a realtor, and I'm not sure, Amber, is that almost out? Are we getting close?
We're just waiting on the attorney to provide a contract for us.
Okay.
The RFP's we need to include a contract in the RFP.
Okay. Contract needs to be included in the RFP for a realtor.
Correct.
All right. So that's progressing. Public safety building.
We did. So we have been working with our legislatures. We did ask for congressional directed spending.
Right. The old earmark.
The old earmark. Right. Right. So we asked for $10 million. They have come back to us and asked if we could do less. The $10 million included the interior work as well. As far as our mechanical systems, so I gave them the $7 million. That's all of our exterior, and I think if we did get the $7 million to do the exterior through the grant money, then that would give us a good idea what the building is and what shape it's in, and get everything kind of stripped down from there, and get the new roof and get siding on, and from there that would give us a good idea where we're at. But we did ask for $7 million in congressionally directed spending.
Did they give any feedback?
It won't be. So we won't know that until the new budget comes out, which will be probably in October, November timeframe, or unless they get into a continuing resolution in January, February. So.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's good news. And then the other item, the Heritage Harbor. Did we learn anything about Heritage Harbor over the last week?
Yeah. So Steve looked at all the plans, and he didn't see any of the zincs on any of the plans.
What's our problem there?
Well, so we did the inspection. So whenever we had the inspectors in town doing the other harbors to check the zincs, we also did Heritage as well, and realized there were no zincs ever installed on Heritage Harbor. So he did go back and look at the plans, and there was nothing on the plans. And I don't know if it was intentional or why they were never on there. I don't know if it was a cost savings measure because it was getting at the total value, but now we're gonna have to install zincs, and rough estimate is around $1 million to do zincs on that entire harbor, but they have to be done.
Okay. All right. So we're working on that.
We are, yes.
All right. Any other questions? All right, that'll come before us and we'll have more discussion on that.
It will.
All right. Next up, economic development report. I think we've got some good news.
I hope. Anyway, first of all, I want to say thank you for passing the resolution for the TBMPs. Kate and Matt, the WCVB, and I believe Devin with Parks and Rec are going to be doing more public outreach on that to really make sure the businesses sign off on that, participate, and understand what it's happening. We'll be sending it to the cruise lines as well for their participation. And so hopefully it'll be a good program that will actually help the businesses and the public relate during the summer season.
And Carol, for the public, what are we talking about?
So the Tourism Best Management Practices, it's a pretty simple document that basically is etiquette and operational of businesses to try to minimize impacts to the community from cruise ships and from other activities. And so it's outlining in different subjects from transportation, harbors, on the river, just basic etiquette things that, I can't say that word very good, basic etiquette on how, you know, so that we're not disrupting the public and we're trying to minimize any impacts going forward.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So now it's the 6 mile deep water industrial site. Back in December, we applied to the U.S. Department of Transportation for a thriving community grant. It is nothing but a technical assistance grant. Our two partners are the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce and the Wrangell Cooperative Association. And what it is, it's a two-year program to provide complete comprehensive planning and development opportunities for the mill property. We're matched with a capacity builder. We're the recipient, and they will help us work through all of the issues that surround on-site, off-site for the development of that property. That's all we know at this point. We've just gotten the notification. There will be some webinars, some meetings to see how we move forward with that, to get, you know, to talk to our capacity builder, and we'll see where all of that goes. And we are also trying to apply for a port infrastructure development planning grant for funds to actually do some basic planning, and we hope that it will be, it's also through the Department of Transportation, so the hope is that it will be a very symbiotic relationship where we can actually have some funds to maybe do some of these planning aspects that are being identified through the Thriving Communities grant.
And there was only two Alaska communities that got the Thriving Communities grant.
Correct. There's, I think it's 46 communities, 42 or 46 communities nationwide.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
Yeah, so it should be, I think it will be, I hope, I keep my fingers crossed, it will be a very helpful process because there is a lot that needs to happen out there, and to have somebody help us walk through that for sustainability and economic development purposes, that's what we apply for. So, okay. The other thing I want to mention about the Convention and Visitors Bureau, so this year they have worked with the Wrangell Sentinel and producing a single guide rather than two, in the past there's always been two. And so that will be printed and out by the end of this month, and the CVB will use that to fulfill inquiries, take to trade shows, whatever else that they're doing. So this is kind of an experiment to see how it works, but it was done to try to maybe save some cost, some savings for the businesses so that they're not advertising in two different places. So that will be out by the end of the month, and we're looking forward to seeing working with the Wrangell Sentinel in the future on that. And that was really, oh, and then the transition. We're under full swing. Kate and I and even Matt today, we were meeting, but we're developing the work plans, and they're moving forward, and it's going to be great.
Thank you. Any questions for Carol? One question.
No, not a question, just a comment. I thought that that visitor's guide was really well done.
Great. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Good job on that.
Right. And we don't have the financial report today.
We don't. We're going to be doing the budget over the next couple of meetings, or forget what the first day is, but with that going on, it's just
right
in budget full swing. So
yes, budget time. All right, and then we'll reschedule the audit review.
Not sure when that's going to happen.
All right. Any other questions, Assembly? All right, Borough Clerk's report, please.
I don't have anything. I came in today, so unless there's any questions, I don't have anything.
All right.
I
don't see any questions, so we'll move on. Mayor and Assembly business. Any Assembly members have anything to report? All right. Mayor and Assembly appointments. The Finance Committee, there's still a vacancy on that committee, so we're still trying seeking a individual from the public to serve on that committee. It's a vital committee. All right, there's no public hearing tonight, no unfinished business. Under new business, item 13A in Assembly, this is on page 23, ordinance number 1039, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding chapter 20.24, single family residential, medium density district, and Chapter 20.42, Rural Commercial District, to Title 20, Zoning, and amending several sections in Title 20, Zoning, in the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of Ordinance 1039 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on April 25th, 2023.
Second. Okay. Motion by Morrison, second by Robbins. Administrative report, please.
So with the Institute property being developed out there, the Altop subdivision, this basically establishes the kind of the parameters for that subdivision out there, which is both single family and rural commercial. On the back of it, it kind of shows you the map of kind of the different areas of what that is. And then going through this part of it here, this actually goes through what the definitions of each of those are. For both the single family medium density district and also the rural commercial district. Very, very specific as far as what the requirements are as far as setbacks, what can be there, what type of, whether it's a mobile structure or not a mobile structure. So very specific guidelines as far as what those buildings have to be out there in both the commercial and the single family.
And these zoning codes have been vetted by our Planning and Zoning Commission?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions, any comments? All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Cowell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Bowen?
Yes. Item 13B, this is on page 60, ordinance number 1040, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the zoning map to effect a change in lots 1 through 5, block 1, lots 1 through 5, block 2, lots 1 through 3, block 3, and tract A, Shoemaker Bay subdivision, amending plat 87-9, and a portion of lot 26, USS 3403, from holding to single family, medium density, rural commercial, and multifamily as part of the proposed Aldertop Village subdivision. Page 60.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1040 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on April 25th, 2023.
Second.
Okay, motion by Howe, second by Morrison. Administrative report.
Yep, so I appreciate planning, some of the members from Planning and Zoning for being here. Definitely, it's great having their support. And this basically, if you look at page 65, it actually kind of goes through what the proposals are, which is the single family medium density are kind of on the northern portion of that property, and then the rural commercial multifamily are on the southern side of that property. The first areas we're developing will be the single family medium density property.
Okay. And the community can look at our agenda for tonight and see that. And I like the way the plat is overlaid on the terrain. That mm-hmm. really gives a clear view of what's happening. Earlier before the meeting, I asked Carol if there's only two sanctioned exits in that phase one and two. In other words, on the frontage lots, you're not going to have individual driveways onto Zamovia. So I've had several members of the community ask me that. And that will be spelled out on the plat when a property owner purchases that property. And the streets are named, and it's a nice layout. I kind of wish the roads were curved a little bit, and I'm sure they will be. Those corner lots be a little curved, but
slows down.
Yeah. All right. Any questions, Assembly Member Dalrymple?
And Mayor, this is just a question because I have not done the comparisons, but the contract that we had to build the roads, does it build road in all of these zones? Does it access all these zones, or is it limited to?
It's just the single family medium density right
and
now.
So and it'll other parts will be done later.
Okay. Correct.
Thank you.
And the zoning was as a result of community input when we had those meetings on the Institute property?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. We did the master plan for that. Yes.
Any other questions, comments? Assemblymember Morrison?
It's really, really reassuring to see this moving ahead, albeit slowly, but it's moving, and that's just really awesome. Do we have any feel for when we'll be turning dirt?
It'll be this summer. I don't know what
this...
Well,
we'll be clearing this... grubbing this year. Okay. Road and utility construction next
year. Okay. And as far as the community is concerned, when would the lots be available for purchase? After the roads are put in?
I think once that's kind of up to assembly on, I think, what we want. So do we want to, as construction starts, do we want to put them up for auction then, or wait for clearing and grubbing, or just wait for everything to get done? So I think that's really going to be up for some direction from the assembly on how we want to move forward.
I would like them to go on the market sooner rather than later. However, I have one concern about alerting the public to wetlands mitigation. Mm-hmm. And so I don't...
I would definitely like to at least get the clearing and grubbing and then start on actually putting the roads in and getting utilities started. So once that construction starts, I think that'd be the earliest I would recommend. Because okay. That'll give us a better idea at that point.
All right. All right. Any other questions? Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Madam Mayor, I'd just like to reiterate, I think it'd be really good to ask the Army Corps, when we're ready, to fully explain to the future lot owners what their requirements are going to be.
Okay.
And that it might be a little different situation with individuals rather than a government agency such as ourselves. But I don't know what that would be, some sort of policy paper or statement or maybe even a presentation.
And it'll really only affect a few of the lots. I think quite a few of the ones in the first phase anyway.
They're already
there.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Kubler?
Yes.
Yes. Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor
Gilbert. Yes. Item 13C, resolution number 04-23-1770 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2023 budget by transferring $261,000 from Secure Rural Schools Fund reserves to the Parks and Rec CIP Fund for the swimming pool siding replacement project and authorizing its expenditures.
Move to approve resolution number 04-23-1770.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Morrison. Administrative report.
So this is the additional money we need to be able to do the siding replacement and get all of the siding done on the pool. The reason it was for the Secure Rules Fund and using that is that 85% is traditionally go, all of that is kind of designated for the school, but 15% of that can be for public buildings and roads and things like that. So that 15% is kind of what we're targeting for getting this stuff done.
Okay, so 15% is for public buildings and roads.
Right, and then 85% is to traditionally what we've strictly for the school. And we could do 100%, but it's... Traditionally, that's what it's kind of how it's broken up in the language.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was public buildings. I knew it was roads and schools.
No, I think it's buildings as well in there, but I'll verify. But
okay,
I'm not sure.
So that'll come from the 15% of the Secure Rural Schools. Okay.
Right.
Any questions, Assemblymember Powell?
Okay, so I mean we've been through this a lot, and I have never heard it's done for public buildings. It was always for schools.
Well, it's buildings. I wouldn't say public buildings. It's the buildings associated with the school. So buildings, roads, things like that.
Okay, I have a problem with taking money from the schools and our road systems for our own buildings. I would prefer, personally, I would prefer this come out of our general fund and figure out how to get that money out of there. I mean, we've done our due diligence to make sure that our schools are funded in the future. And when we start taking money out of schools of this, and even our streets. I've had people talk to me about this, and I mean, our streets are a pretty dire street, you know. And if we're going to take $261,000 out of that 15%, it's, I mean, this building should have been done a long time ago. Our streets should have been done a long time ago. I do not want to delay this building, but I really feel that we should look for another place rather than coming out of schools. I don't like the idea of taking it out of there for that building. My suggestion would be take it out of our general fund.
Assembly Member Howe.
Can I amend the motion?
Yep. Anytime.
How do I do that? No, no, no.
You say I move to amend by striking such and such and adding.
Okay, I move to amend the motion to strike from securable funds reserves and replace it with the general fund.
I'll second it.
Okay, so we have an amended motion provided by Howe, second by Powell. Any discussion on the amendment? This is exactly the same. The $260,000 comes from general fund rather than secure rural schools, 15%. Assembly Member Powell.
Although I agree with this on doing this, and I did just say that, I'm kind of leery without talking with our financial guy.
We do have the money in our general funds to be able to do it.
Okay. All right.
And as we all know, no one wants this delayed, correct?
No.
We want this moved forward this summer, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Assembly Member Morrison?
Quite frankly, I don't care which fund we take it out of, as long as it gets done. But is everything here? The siding?
Not yet. I'm not. Amber, where are we? So
we're still in design.
Right.
We're still in design.
And how long? Do you have a feeling how long that's going to take?
We're shooting to have the 95% done by the end of this month. We're going to do a lot of it.
Okay.
Okay. So for the listening public, beginning of May, the project will go out for bid and be accomplished soon thereafter.
End of July.
All right. This is good news. Yeah. All right, we're voting on the amendment, unless there's any other questions. And the amendment was to take the money out of general fund.
All right,
poll vote on the amendment, please.
Yes, on the amendment, Assembly Member David Powell.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Ryan Powell.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
And Mayor Calvert.
Yes. Now, vote on the main motion as amended. Any discussion on that? All right, poll vote, please.
Okay, on the main motion as amended, Assembly Members DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gower?
Yes. And our last item for tonight, resolution number 04-23-1772 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2023 budget in the general fund by transferring $25,000 from the general fund reserves to the parks capital expenditures account for the procurement of parks maintenance equipment and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 04-23-1772.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Howe. Administrative report, please.
So we were going to go ahead and include this just in our budget coming up in July, but just given we'd like to go ahead and get this stuff ordered and have it ready for the summer, I want to go ahead and make the budget amendment now so we can get it ordered and have it here in time. Just for our existing mowers, one of the mowers was purchased in 1997, so it's 26 years old. Mm-hmm. And the other mower was purchased in 2006, so it's 17 years old. And it's just their time. Replacement is needed, and we'd like to go ahead and get it done, ready for the summer season.
Correct. And I looked at the price of mowers.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you'll use that money. Any questions, comments? OK, Okay, hearing none, poll vote please.
Yes, Assembly Members Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And the attorney's file is available in the clerk's office for you to review. And we will adjourn at 6:39. 6:39. I was 3 minutes off.